There was a psychological study done several years ago where people were asked to watch a video and tell how many times basketballs were passed back and forth by a group of people. About half of the people who were watching this video were so focused on counting the passes back and forth that they did not see a gorilla, actually a man in a gorilla suit. They didn't use a real gorilla. That would not have been a good idea. Didn't see this man in a gorilla suit walk through the middle of the people passing the basketballs, beat his chest, and then walk off. You can see an example of the video on the show notes if you go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. The thing that this psychological study show is that you and I are wired to filter out a good deal of reality. Now, they say that your brain takes in 2.3 million bits of information every second. That's a lot of data. But your brain filters out 99.994% of everything that comes in. There's a filter there. And so your brain deletes, your brain distorts, your brain generalizes in order because you can't process 2.3 million bits of information every second. The 0.006% that you are aware of, you process that at about 126 bits per second. So you're actually slow in, you know, what's really happening out there. Your perception of it is going a lot slower than the actual reality is happening to you. So when you focus your attention, your brain deletes the things that you don't expect to see. This is how magicians do their magic. This is how they baffle you and impress you, because they know how to direct your attention one place and you're expecting, they're giving you things that you don't expect. I'm not here to talk about the things that you don't see. Your reality filter can be a very powerful tool for your mindset if you know how to use it. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I am Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset, where you're at right now. This is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success in whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill that you can learn. There's a story I heard about, and I've heard the story several different ways, but a man had identical twin sons. One of them was just the terrible pessimist. The other one was completely opposite. He was so optimistic. It was off the charts. The dad decided to give them a birthday present for each of them to kind of adjust their perspective and help bring them back into center, help bring up the pessimistic kid and bring down the optimist. So he bought the pessimistic kid the latest state-of-the-art bicycle. Just all the bells and whistles. It was perfect. The optimist, he gave a pile of manure. And so when the pessimist saw his present, he says, "Oh, I'll probably crash and break my leg. The paramedic's not going to get here in time. They'll have to amputate. This is terrible." The optimistic kid was jumping for joy. And the dad says, "Why are you so happy?" And he said, "This pile of manure means there's a pony around here somewhere." The fact is, you will see what you give your attention to, as in the story about the gorilla. But the second part of this is that the story you tell yourself, the things that you tell yourself about what you interpret from reality, will determine the quality of your life. You can look at life one way and that it's going to be all going to be terrible, or you can decide to tell yourself a story that this may, no matter what it looks like, there's a pony somewhere in that because of that pile of manure. Now, back in episode 116 of this, just a few weeks back in this, the Ultramarathon Mindset podcast, I talked to a gentleman named Cam F. Awesome. He is a boxer. You can go back and listen to his episode. He ended by saying how he developed a discipline to bring joy into his life. He said he was going to look for gratitude. He was going to focus on finding gratitude every day in his life. And so he said that before looking at his phone, that was his habit. The first thing he would do would wake up, pick up his phone. A lot of us are in that same situation, and the phone is full of all kinds of things that will bring you down if you focus on them. He said before he looks at his phone in the morning, he has to write 10 things that he's grateful for. He said that by doing this, he began looking for things that he could be grateful for, looking for things that he could write the next day as he went through his day. He was looking for what he could be grateful for as he went through his day. And the story that he ended up telling himself is the story he said that he developed after starting this practice is that he was telling himself, I have a lot of things to be grateful for in his life, because he was looking for those things during the day. Now, you may have heard of gratitude journals, and I think I've done some comments on the way gratitude journals kind of help, but I'm going to get into that in just a minute as well. This thing that Cam did was more than a gratitude journal, because he did not allow himself to give a repeat of anything that he was. Once he wrote something he was grateful for, that was it. He couldn't repeat it the next day or the next week or whatever. He had to find new things every day to be grateful for. Now, this is a good exercise. It's also very difficult, because he said finding 10 things, new things every day to be grateful for was quite a challenge. But he said it did make a huge difference in his life. So it's a good exercise, even just a regular gratitude journal, even if you're writing some of the same things, repeating those things that you're grateful for. It is a good exercise. It's a good way to help you see the things that you have to be grateful for. It's a good way to focus your awareness, and it's a good starting point for that awareness and focus, which is what I was talking about in this episode, or in this part, Monday Morning Mindset, that your awareness and focus, if the things that you're expecting to see or the things that you're focusing your attention on, will filter out other things that you may not want to see. So if you're focusing on gratitude, you'll find that the negative things would not be quite as obvious in your life. But if you really want to discover the kind of power that gratitude has, if you want to really unleash the power of gratitude in your life, you need to feel gratitude. I think in a previous Monday Morning Mindset, I've talked about this a little bit. So, but it's good, because if you missed it, or if you maybe forgot what I said, the emotion of gratitude has to be connected with the idea and thought of gratitude. Now, the thing that I don't like about gratitude journals is because it is an intellectual exercise. Thanksgiving is coming up in the U.S. United States, it's a national holiday. We have our family and our friends. It's an official day to reflect on our blessings and give thanks. My experience is that most of what we do in life, including our gratitude journals and our Thanksgiving celebrations, we keep it all as ideas and thoughts in our head. And for most of us, we are unaware of the connection between our thoughts and our emotions. There's a disconnect. We don't feel the things that we think very often, especially when it comes to gratitude. You can write down things that you're grateful for, and it's a discipline. It's good to focus on those things. But if you don't feel the sense of gratitude, it really doesn't have a lot of power, other than the fact that you may filter out some of the negative things. It may change your thinking a little bit, but if you really want to make gratitude work for you, you've got to feel it. You really have to feel the emotion. So I want to give you a practice so that you can do this, because it is a mindset. It's a mindset tool that I have used, and it is very powerful when you make it work. So the way you start is you need a little bit of time, some quiet or something. Sit yourself down and kind of relax a bit, and remember, think back at a time when you felt deep gratitude. Usually this is something that somebody has done for you that has touched you deeply. And it's, this is not just that, you know, well, I'm thankful for my warm house. I'm thankful for having a car to drive. I'm thankful for those things tend not to generate this type. I'm talking about someone who has done something for you and made you feel this deep sense of gratitude for what they did. Now, if you've never had anybody do that for you, you can imagine somebody doing something so overwhelming for you that you would feel this deep sense of feeling. This is an exercise in learning how to feel emotions. And your emotions are real, whether the incident is real or not. And so you can imagine, you can do this in your imagination and still generate the emotion. The emotion is the thing that is the most important. So when you replay that memory, or if you don't have a good memory of that, imagine something and generate this feeling of gratitude. It's a deep feeling of gratitude. Then lean into that feeling. Feel what it's like. Feel the texture. Feel the weight. Feel the flavor of that emotion inside yourself. And lean into that feeling that you had from the memory or your imagination if nobody's ever done anything that really made you feel all that grateful. You can generate this emotion. You can, learning how to manage your emotions is what I do as a coach. And this is what I do with my clients. I say, you can imagine or you can bring up a memory and feel this deep sense of gratitude. Now, hold on to that emotion while you shift your attention to the present, to those things that you wrote down on your gratitude list. When you then bring and replace, so you're connecting the emotion to those things that you've written down. The things that didn't generate the deep emotion before, you are connecting them in your mind. This sounds a little bit woo-woo, sounds like a little bit of hocus-pocus, but it works. I started doing this as part of my morning routine. I took time to meditate, relax my body, and I bring up the emotion of gratitude into my meditation practice. And when I started doing this, that's when I started making progress to change my mindset. It works. Now, I'm going to challenge you to do this every morning and evening between now and New Year's. Yes, that's a big commitment, but try it out. See what a difference it makes in your life. And then as an added benefit, when you are doing this and focusing on what you have to be grateful for and the emotion of it, you won't see the gorilla in your life. Now, you know, remember the basketball is being passed back and forth and the gorilla walks through. You know, the gorilla for me would represent all the messages of fear, the disaster, the crisis, and the conflict. There are all kinds of people out there trying to make you afraid, trying to make you focus on what a disaster is going on in our country, all the crisis, the conflict, and for most of it is what might happen. It's not happening in your life right now, and yes, we're under some of the problems are affecting all of us. Lack of groceries, lack of gas, higher prices. But those are not going to kill us right this minute. So when you do this practice, it gives you the inner strength to deal with a real crisis in your life. When something comes up that is really a problem, that is an emotional setback, yes, you can have the strength to deal with that, but also gives you an inner peace about your future. It helps keep you from falling into fear, because all of those messages that people are putting out there on you are designed to make you afraid for what might happen, what could happen. And if you are afraid, you're much more easily to be manipulated, caused to buy things, caused to change your life in the way other people want you to. And what I'm about is live your life on your terms. Live your life according to your values. That's what I try to help my clients do. That's what I teach my clients. And this tool is one of the ways that I do it. So if I can help you with anything related to your mindset, if you want to have the kind of mindset that will be resilient, to be able to live the life that you want to live, contact me at ultramindsetpodcast.run, ultramindsetpodcast.run, and click on the tab there to schedule a 25-minute conversation with me. I'll help you get started. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.